So the question is, how do women like us, age 50 plus, and dealing with high blood pressure, high blood sugars, and rising cholesterol levels, how do we keep our health numbers under control while we're trying to squeeze all the goodness we can from our life? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I uncover the secrets of living a plant-based lifestyle, including how to avoid taking medicine simply by eating whole foods, shed the extra fluff around your middle without being hungry or joining a gym, make big lifestyle changes even if you think you have no willpower, eat food you love with no portion control. Let's get your doctor to say, wow, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. All this without meds or restrictive dieting. I'm Robin Wong, and welcome to No Pills, No Hunger. Hi, everyone. Welcome to No Pills, No Hunger. Welcome, welcome. This is Robin Wong, and you're listening to episode number 225. Hope you're having a great day. I am recording this in April, and it is lovely outside. A little brisk, but we have sunshine and pretty excited about that. Spring is popping. So love spring and summer. Love the sun. Love all the flowers. The birds are frolicking. It's a pretty good deal. If you're in a colder locale, it's coming your way. It's just here in Northern California, it's happening. So the weeds are abounding. I'm starting to think of my garden. I only wish my garden grew as well as all the weeds, but I haven't planted anything yet, but I'm planning it. So how are things with you? I hope this podcast finds you well. What are you doing for yourself this week? Let me start there. What are you doing for yourself? Are you starting over? Maybe because you've fallen off the wagon. Maybe you took a break over Easter and let yourself eat things that you normally don't. And so maybe your blood sugars are out of whack. Maybe your weight has jumped up, whatever the case may be. Get back on it. Get back on it. Okay. Your diabetes doesn't take a day off, nor does some of the other chronic health things. So don't let those days go too long. You had a great Easter. Enjoy that, but get back on track. So with that said, one of the things that I want to talk to you today about is this idea that good health is so hard to achieve. And it's, the secret to good health is really no secret. There's so much information out there. Some of it's correct, some of it's not. And it's really, you do have to sort through a lot of it, but it's out there. Yet, why is it so hard to achieve good health? Why are so many of us still not where we want to be and suffering? And I know this to be true because I do in-person talks every week, and I fill a room full of people, and most of them, few have come as support, but the majority of them are suffering. They are struggling, whether it be from diabetes, type 2 diabetes. It could be from gut issues. A lot of autoimmune is on the rise. It could be heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of those things. A lot of people come and, the majority of people I talk to, they're not sleeping. Okay. They're not sleeping well. They have really low energy. I'm always amazed at how many people, especially people much younger than me, who struggle with just low energy. And just what it tells me is people just aren't living their vibrant lives. Okay, they're not. And yet they want to. And they're trying to. They're trying to find the answers. And yet it keeps eluding them. So I'm like, well, what is missing? Why is this so hard to achieve? We all know those things, we need to eat healthy. We need to exercise. We need to lower our stress, lower our inflammation. And that's what I talk about. I talk about stress hormones and inflammation and how they're all interrelated at these talks. And it really ought to be a no-brainer. It really should be. But, it's hard for people. It is. And I want to acknowledge that. And I think that is because a lot of the information that's available is, pretty vague. and not really applicable to their particular lifestyle. And that's where I fit in. I work with people one-on-one and help them create a lifestyle that's going to lead them to something they can do the rest of their lives instead of just a diet. Okay. Because everyone's so different. We all have the same body parts, but we're very different. So it's really important if you're struggling to get some help. And this is, I think, what happens a lot with people is they think they can do it themselves. So they do, and it leaves them struggling even longer. So by the time they make it to someone like me, a mentor, a coach, their numbers are higher. They're on more medication. They're in a really, you know, low place. They're just beat up and, you know, exhausted from trying all these things, and really have lost, many of them have lost hope. And so we have to rebuild them, build them back up, get them on track. Okay. So that it's really important to have someone on your side. It really is showing you how to do it to save you time, because people all the time come to me and they've tried so many different diets. They've tried exercising, they've tried supplements, they've tried intermittent fasting. I mean, it's just all these things. Yet, and that's great if it works for them, and it does for a while, but they still end up back where they are, or more importantly, they're not where they want to be. And so it's like, okay, we have to dig in deeper then and do some other stuff that's going to be fine-tuned to you. So I think that this idea that, you know, there's basic stuff you can do. When I think about, so I started looking at what information is out there. And, you know, there are, the American Heart Association has said that there's research that shows there's 7 ways people can achieve ideal heart health and brain health. And if they did that, then they would actually prevent a lot of these other chronic illnesses that happen with people. The sad thing is most people don't do it, at least not consistently. And so then you're like, okay, well then why? What's stopping them? And most of these steps, I think what happens, I think what's stopping them is a lot of these things that they're advised to do is, you know, requires a great deal of self-regulation and self-control. It's not just getting one thing done, like you go to get a routine medical evaluation, or you go to get a vaccine, or you know, whatever, the simple one step, you know, and you forget about it the rest of the year. It's something that requires daily work or daily thought, at least at first, until it becomes a habit. And I think people just don't give it enough time, or they don't really know where to start. And so, you know, there's a lot of research that shows there's like these 7 behaviors. And I think the American Heart Association calls them life's simple 7. And I think that's kind of interesting, because if they were simple, and, you know, then I think people would have more success. And if they just did these simple things, these simple 7 things, they could dramatically lower their burden of heart disease and stroke and dementia, all things we want to do. And also help these chronic things. So I'm like, okay, great. This is a simple, let's just see what these simple things are. So when I dove into them, I'm like, okay, it was not smoking. All right, we all know that. So if that's where you start, if you're smoking, you need to stop. That's one of the best things you can do for your health, even before eating more vegetables. Okay. And that pains me to say it, because I think eating vegetables is so important, but you know, it really is to stop smoking. So if you don't smoke, great. You've already got one of the 7 done. The other ones I was a little disappointed, I've got to say, was eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy weight, and keeping blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels in a healthy range. And doing those things, they say, can wipe out a vast majority of heart disease and stroke and prevent, you know, a bunch of dementias. Okay. But I'm like, all right, I don't find that really helpful, that information, because what I know, because I work with a lot of people, is most people come to me telling me they eat healthy. They eat healthy. And most of them say, I just need to exercise more. And so they are maybe exercising regularly, or they used to and they haven't. And they really think that's the key. And this, the third one, maintaining a healthy weight. Well, do you think if you were eating healthy and exercising regularly, you would have a greater success in maintaining a healthy weight? And if you're doing those 3, there's a really good chance you're going to keep your your health parameters, your glucose and your blood pressure and cholesterol, all in a healthy range. So I was like, this is what's stopping us. We have this information, yet how do you apply it? And what I know is healthy eating is hugely variable, hugely. For one person, it might be, I just don't drink sodas. The other person might be saying, well, I've added oatmeal to my morning routine. Great, both great things, but you might need to do more. And so then that confuses people. They're doing these things and they're great starts, but then they quit doing them because they don't see the results they want. And I think that's a real travesty because they just haven't gotten the right plan, the right blueprint, so to speak, to really push them forward to seeing the results that they want. And so, you know, yes, we want to take those steps. We want to eat healthier. We want to exercise. We want to maintain our healthy body weight to avoid all of those chronic illnesses. Okay, for sure, we do. You know, when they talk about chronic illnesses, you know, I think the statistic is the CDC says 6 in 10 adults in the U.S. have at least one chronic illness, and 4 in 10 have 2 or more. Okay, so, you know, those are things like diabetes, heart disease, cancer, you know, kidney disease, lung disease, heart, you know, stroke, all those things, you know, brain issues. So we're not a healthy society. We're not. And yet we have all this information out there, these 7 simple steps telling you how to do it, yet it's not working. And so where my brain is like, well, okay, why? What is stopping people? You know, because it's harder than it seems. If it were simple, you know, heart disease, you know, event rates would be down by 80%, since roughly 80% of heart disease is preventable. And we know heart disease goes hand in hand with diabetes, okay? So this is something that you're like, oh, I just have diabetes. I don't need to worry about heart disease. Yes, you do. Okay. Again, if we have one chronic illness, there's a good chance you're going to develop a second. 4 in 10 people, okay, have 2 or more. So that's a wake up call for you. All right. And so just know that. And then along up there comes strokes as well. All right. So you need to be paying attention. And if you're not there yet, if you're not, don't have your numbers in a safe zone, you keep having to add medications, I, you know, want you to realize that maybe the approach you're taking isn't working. And maybe it's not. Maybe you need to look at what's going on with your healthy diet. Maybe you need to do more to get to the goals that you want. Maybe you do need to exercise more. Okay. If you're relying on your medication only, that's only part of the equation. It's only part of the equation. I think part of the problem is the pace of modern day life and the number of responsibilities people are already juggling. There's no doubt. You know, I do weekly talks about stress hormones and inflammation. And when I ask who's there for stress, everyone's hand goes up. So people are under a lot of stress. It's the rare person who doesn't feel that they're under stress. We have a lot of stuff we're juggling. And because of that, it's really hard for people to stay motivated in a society in which we, you know, how we live and to make time for things to cook healthy meals and exercise. Okay, it's really, really difficult. And so I want you to realize we have to, in a way, repackage all the knowledge we have and put it into actionable, you know, steps, these shorter messages that provide resources that motivate people. And again, I know when I speak to people every week, they feel motivated. They have optimism again, because so many people that come to my talks, you know, are beat down. They've tried a whole bunch of stuff and they're still suffering every single day from their symptoms, every single day, whether it be side effects from the medications they are taking, whether it be the medications, you know, like GI issues, or because they just, their conditions are causing them to be low energy and not sleeping and just not feeling good. They're not living the lives they want to live. And so to me, that means that we have to do something different. And we have to give them different resources. And that's what I do. I sit down with them and say, okay, you know, what are you doing? What can we start changing? I have a blueprint you can follow and help you get there. And how you're going to adapt it into your lifestyle is what we, that's why you call it a lifestyle. It's not the same plan for everybody. And I guess where people go wrong is they take a diet and then they twist it to, you know, what they think is a better way, or they follow it verbatim, but it's not designed for them. It's not getting them where they need to be, because they, and then whether or not they can do it long-term. I have people come to me all the time saying, oh, I intermittent fast. I'm like, that's great. Is it working? Well, kind of. And it's like, okay, well, can you do it the rest of your life? No, I'm just doing it until I lose the weight. Well, then it's not really a solution. It's not really a solution, because you're going to have to do this the rest of your life if you want to have the results stick. All right. This is what I want you to realize. So, and I think part of it too is people try too much too soon. So breaking down goals into smaller actions feels very achievable. How I work with clients, it's like, let's do this for 1 week, okay, and get that kind of nailed down, and then we'll add something else. And then week two, then we'll add something else, right? And I think it's really important to, you know, feel successful and, you know, get it kind of dialed in before you add anything else. So often people will say, oh, I'm going to start eating more vegetables and exercising every single day and, you know, drinking more water and, you know, whatever it might be. They do way too many things, and then they run out of time. And so they, and it's just too overwhelming, and they stop. And so then they're stuck still. They're still stuck. And so, you know, I see this a lot with exercise. You know, they say, oh, I'm going to exercise every day. It's like, okay, let's back off that a little bit. It might be hard to find large blocks of time to exercise because you haven't worked it into your schedule yet. And so maybe we just do 10-minute exercise breaks throughout their day to get to our 30 minutes. Maybe we do that. Okay. And so, but it's like really helping people work it into their lifestyles is so important, because then they're actually going to do it. Okay. That's going to do it. And so, you know, some people will say, okay, I'm with their diets, they wanted to just do it, you know, revamp the whole thing. It's like, well, maybe we can start a little slower and just work on one thing for the first week and then, you know, build up to that. So it is work. I think that's what people don't realize. And it's definitely more work than taking a pill. It is. Or an injection to lose weight. Or, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, a smoothie, a supplement, a meal plan replacement, where you just don't have to think about what you're eating. You just drink it. Okay. Again, can you do that the rest of your life? That's the question. Do you want to? Some people do. All right, more power to you. But, you know, and doing that, is it getting you to the goal you want? That's always a question. Okay, so it's just, I realize that, yes, there's all this information about how to be healthy, and but I also realize it's not as simple as everybody says. And I think that hoping to have a different result, yet you're trying the same thing, is unrealistic. It's unrealistic. And so I just want to encourage you to really take a hard look and see, you know, where are you on this spectrum? Are you where you want to be? Well done. Well done. You know, are you trying to optimize? You might need to tweak things a little bit more because you've already made great strides. Well done. But if you're on the other end where you're like, I'm just struggling, and I see this all the time, I'm just struggling, you're not alone. Okay. First of all, a lot of people are, and what I want you to realize, it's not your fault. You are working in a flawed system of, you know, the insurance model is, you know, dictating kind of your treatment plan. And often we don't have time with our doctors, and often we lean into the medications, and those medications are actually just masking the underlying cause. It's treating the symptoms, I got to tell you, the symptoms your body's giving you, whether it's high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high blood sugars, it's a symptom that something else is going wrong. And then you're taking this medication to just cover it up. Instead of saying, let's take a step back. Where did I go wrong? What's going on with my body on the inside? It's like taking a peek under the hood. If only we could, right? The best way we can kind of tell what's going on under the hood inside is on those symptoms. Yet we just take medications to cover them up. And so, and then the information you're given is to eat healthy, exercise more, lose weight. Okay. And that's just not, it's not guidance to get you to the end goal, to get you where you want to be. And so that's why I think it's so hard. That's what why I think is going on. And that motivates me to help people, to help you get where you want to be, using a different system. Okay. Doing something different, doing the same thing, wanting a different result, isn't going to get you there. You actually have to do something different. And I like to say, let's treat the whole body very holistically and say, you know, maybe just taking a pill or a certain supplement or doing one thing to treat one thing isn't the ideal solution. Let's look at how are we sleeping? How are we moving? How are we managing our stress? How are we eating? Of course, that's a huge component of it, but they're all related. You know, how is our mind thinking? You know, we do a detox in my program, and it's not just a detox of, you know, foods we're putting in, but it's also a detox of, you know, our lifestyle, of social media maybe, or stress things that are triggering us. You have to look at those as well. Yet we so often just take the pill and ignore that. Okay. So everything functions together. And I want you to realize that if you're struggling, it's not just you. And this idea that achieving good health is easy, I think is a myth. I think it takes some work. You have to make some changes. There's no doubt you do. But I also want you to let you know that you don't have to be superhuman to do it. Okay. I work with people every single day who are awesome humans, but they're just ordinary humans. Okay. The difference is they've made the commitment and made the priority to their health, and they made the commitment to try something different, because all the doctor's appointments, all the pills, all the diets are no longer serving them. They're not getting them to where they want to be. So they stepped out of that and said, you know, maybe I need to think out of the box and try something different. And I'm so grateful that they found their way to me, because that's how I operate. That's what I do. I help people step out of that box and create a lifestyle that they can do the rest of their lives to reach their goals, to enjoy their food, to enjoy movement again. I had one client that said, I need to improve my relationship with exercise. And when she's finally, you know, we worked on that. And when she finally told me at one point that she was going to the local gym, I'm like, what? Who are you? I don't even recognize this, because she just hated exercise. But yet she got to a point where she was feeling so good that exercise was no longer off the table, because she just like, oh, actually feels good to go out and move my body. All right. So, and it's so different for everybody. So you're a unique individual. You know, you are, you know, yes, you, I'm speaking to you. You're unique. You have special gifts. Why are you trying to do a run-of-the-mill program? Okay, that's going, you know, why? You know, you need something that's tailored to you, customized to you, to get you to your goals. So with that said, you should look me up. All right, you can email me, robin@nutritionwithrobinrdn.com. You can go to my website, nutritionwithrobin.com. If you're in the Sacramento area, I invite you to one of my talks. I do them, you know, I buy you dinner, I get to talk to you, and you can find out more about me there and see if we're a good fit. It's not a good fit for everybody, no problem. Okay. But if it is a good fit, let's take that next step and get you feeling good. You know, make that investment into your health, investment of time, investment of commitment, investment of money, to get you where you want to go so that you can get on living your life and stop struggling. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in today. I know there's about a million ways you can spend your time, and I really do appreciate that you spent some time with me. Thank you. If you got something out of this episode and know someone who would also appreciate it, make sure to share it with them. We are all trying to get healthier in order to live well, and you can show them you care about their health by sharing these messages. Want to start improving your health today? One place I like to start with clients is breakfast, since morning habits are the easiest to build. That's why I created a guide called 3 Breakfasts to Lower Blood Sugars, which includes easy, delicious recipes for my favorite meals to start the day. Pick it up today for free at page.nutritionwithrobinrdn.com/guide, or click the link for 3 breakfasts to lower blood sugar in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.